Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Karen Cortell Reisman back on the show. Karen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 10 years now as a great member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top communication experts in the Brain Trust, but also on the planet. She's the author of The Naked Truth About Selling and The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches. And she's the president of Speak for Yourself, and she's got four great things to help us grow our business in 2012. To talk to us about, Karen Cortell Reisman, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back on the show, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Thanks for being part of our day. Karen, one of the things that the small business owners have been dealing with now for over 3 years is how to grow their business. If they're still in business today, after what we've gone through, they figured out how to run their business efficiently. But now they're turning their attention to trying to eke out a little bit extra market share. And you can help them with that today. What do you got for us?
I've got four commandments to speak for yourself to get more business. And let me tell you what the first commandment is.
All right.
Thou shalt listen more. Thou shalt listen more. Let's talk about that for a minute. It's just how you said the marketplace is the person you want to be listening to, your clients, mm-hmm. your prospect, and the market. They're going to tell you what to do. When you're just having a conversation with a friend or a prospect or a client, you want to be quiet more of the time and listen to what they are saying, and then you take the conversation where they are.
This is breaking news, Karen, isn't it? I mean, I don't remember 40 years ago or 100 years ago when I was getting my first sales training, nobody ever said, shut up, Blasingame, listen.
The hardest part of communicating
isn't it amazing?
Is to be quiet.
Isn't it amazing that after all these years,
we still have
to tell human beings to be quiet? And of course, nobody's a better model for this than talk show hosts, right?
I want to have all of our listeners image a little bottle of super glue and put a dab on the bottom of your lip and then put the top lip down.
I think that's
how you need to be when you're out there. And I don't think
you've got the right tool there, Karen. I think we need duct tape.
I think we're
going to have some duct tape here.
A little vise, put it together that way. I mean, we just finished probably going to a lot of social events over the winter holidays. And a great example is I often work with people one-on-one, and sometimes they say, I just don't know how to network. And I just say, ask questions and then be quiet. And that's my second commandment, thou shalt ask more questions. And so what you can do is ask somebody a question, they give you an answer, and then you just keep asking questions based on what they just said.
Mm-hmm.
I want all our listeners to know that as easy as that sounds, it's very hard to put into action, because what we are compelled to do is to then chime in and agree or say, oh, that's right, I did X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you don't want to go. You don't want to do more talking. You want to just keep on asking them questions. At the end of that conversation, they will think you are the best conversationalist because you've really said nothing. And all you've done is let the other person talk about their favorite
Which is
subject,
what they want to do.
Is them. Which is them.
Yeah. Well, Karen, let me ask you a question. I'm going to have a little fun with you. What if we turn these around? What if we said, okay, we got this person, probably a talk show host, who can't wait to say something, and so we're going to let them get it off their chest, and we say to them, the first commandment is when you meet someone, when you're talking to a customer, you get to speak first, but it must be a question about them. And then the second commandment is listen. What do you think about turning it around like that?
If you I think that's great.
If you positively have to say something.
Exactly. Either way works for me.
Yeah.
You ask the questions, and then you let them do the talking. And the most thing I want you to do is to paraphrase, summarize, and some of my most active listening skills are you're looking them in the eye, you're smiling, you're nodding. But I want to share one thing with our listeners. You can do this and still be on autopilot. And what I want you all to remember is to still be present and authentic. That's
mm-hmm.
the hard piece.
Mm-hmm.
You can pretend you're listening and not hear one darn thing. So you do those things. The nonverbals are you look, you smile, you paraphrase, you summarize, you ask questions, but you remain present. I don't know. It's difficult to do.
Well, one of the things that I've you know, have thought about and taught and have learned over all these years in selling, Karen, is that when you're selling, you're out there mining for gold. You're looking for gold. And the gold is inside your customer's head. And the only way to get it out is for them to give it to you. And
right,
the only way
right.
they'll give it to you is if you ask good questions, listen, and perform well enough to make them want to give you that information.
Yesterday, I had two different prospects that found me off of my website. And they fill out this form online. And I think that's wonderful. I love that. But I don't then email them back. I send them an email saying, can we talk at such and such a time?
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear more about what your needs are.
Right.
And then we get on the phone, and I simply ask them, exactly what do you want to have happen with if we work together one-on-one on your
mm-hmm.
communication skills? And then I use their language. Whatever they tell me, I am writing down. And then I use exactly what they say. If they say, well, I'm really nervous and I want to work on my presentation skills, I'll use those same words back to them.
But it's harder to do that than to presume what customers want. And that's what we do, isn't it?
That's my third commandment.
Well, hold on. Don't go there, because we're gonna take a quick break. I want to talk about that when we get back. But folks, this is the big deal right here. Is and we're all, every single one of us are guilty of this, and that is presuming to know what the customer wants. You can't do that. You got to ask them. Let me tell you something, folks. You know how much I love you. You know how proud I am of you. You know how much you're my heroes. But none of us are that smart. Karen, give us your website quickly, please.
It's my name. It's KarenCortellReisman.com.
Reisman. Quick break. 20
That's
after.
Right.
Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.